Evelyn Becker, Sun Prairie. As long as I can remember, I have loved color and mathematics. When I lost my sight 35 years ago, I thought I did not realize how much potential I still had. I had thought of myself as a maker. I did needlepoint, counted cross stitch, and crewel embroidery. As a young family and strapped for money, I went to classes and learned to sew clothes for my two girls and eventually made two suits for my salesman husband, one plaid and the other gray. I went to school and learned how to make computer programs. One of the last colorful things that I sought was a huge maple tree dressed in its fall colors and thought how I would miss it. You do not lose those memories. I can still see that tree. Color is still a large part of my life. Luckily, I have two daughters who have been able to associate new items by referring to my memories. This ability to understand color and how each relates has been highly beneficial. I love blue. I have to work hard to purchase clothes which are not blue. So, after making several afghans for my family, I tried the first one which I submitted a few years ago. It was picked for display. Last year, I started and finished this blue afghan. At first, I used a Braille labeler to put descriptions on Ziploc plastic bags. My Braille skills are woeful, and I have not been able to get past grade 1. Luckily, the Pen Friend and its subsequent copies were invented. Now I use the Pen Friend to label all my life. I have several friends who describe colors with many Q&A sessions to establish a continuity of understanding. Crocheting has been a saving grace. I do not need to have two needles crossed correctly, just one hook and my ability for mathematics. There is a lot of counting between color changes and increasing stitch count correctly. If I miss a stitch or combine one accidentally, I only need to tear out one small section.